Well, hello, gorgeous and sexy you. The divine enlightenment for highly sensitive people and intuitives stepping into the 5D world. The power is in your hand through unifying with love, joy, and light. I am your host, Rose Perry. I'm a medium who's on a journey with you and give you the permission to take your power back, to spread love and joy that is in your heart. Hello. Hello, welcome to this wonderful day. I want to say thank you for being with me. Thank you for choosing my podcast to listen to it, for spending this time with me, for being incredible, and for being truly you. I want you to know that I do this podcast for you to give you inspiration and love, to help you think about things a little bit differently. Today, we're going to be talking about the importance of kindness, or you can look at it, why kindness is so important. Either way, it has the same meaning. So there's a quote by Albert Schweitzer. I'd never heard it before, but it was brought to my attention by another listener. So I want to do a little shout out, say thank you for this quote. Constant kindness can accomplish as much as a sun melting ice. Wow. That's pretty profound. Kindness causes misunderstandings, mistrust, and hostility to evaporate. I'm going to read that one more time because that's pretty intense. Constant kindness can accomplish as much as the sun making ice melt. Kindness causes misunderstandings, mistrust, and hostility to evaporate. That's pretty intense. Kindness seems to be missing in today's society. People are more connected to their devices than to what is happening around them. They are self-absorbed. Kindness is oftentimes the last thing they think about. Without kindness, our world would be filled with strife, discontent, and anger. We'd see relationships fall apart or never start, countries disintegrate into constant war, and our world completely change. So I did a little research, and I found that there was a couple of higher educated people than me who had said this. According to Dr. John and Julie Gottman, founders of the Gottman Institute, which studies relationships, every successful relationship is, in the end, supported by kindness. What's more, they claim the most important time you should be kind is during some type of conflict, such as when you are arguing with a partner, and yet this is the hardest time for most people to be kind. Kindness is about showing empathy, acceptance, and tolerance, explains Lawrence, a Vancouver-based therapist. It's about being able to scan your partner from the things to appreciate rather than to criticize. Wow. I found that pretty, what's the word I want to say? Enlightening. Why kindness? As a child and even as adults, we look for kindness from our families and friends. We give and receive kindness every day in some form. Kindness moves us. We remember past kindness done to us. Kindness nourishes us, heals us, strengthens us, uplifts us. Can you think of a time in your life where kindness has nourished, healed, strengthened, and uplifted you? I certainly can. Many studies have shown that kindness, though it's not only a good moral value, but it is good for you. It benefits your brain, your body, your emotions in many ways. It is a foundation for a meaningful life. Wow, I'm having problems talking today. Here are six reasons why kindness is so important. Kindness makes us happier. When we perform random acts of kindness, we activate areas of pleasure, social connection, and trust in our brains. It creates a positive loop in our mind. Kindness makes you happier, and happiness makes you kinder. When you are happy, you are more likely to feel giving and kindness towards others. So kindness makes us happier and happiness makes us kinder. Yeah, that makes sense. Kindness can create social connections and bonding. As humans, we're pre-programmed to be a part of a group. Being a part of a group, a society connection of some type, enhances our physical performance and boosts mental clarity. Being kind allows us to be a part of a group. I never thought about it that way. I'm not sure if you have. Kindness helps with the healing process. When healthcare is delivered with kindness, it can hasten the healing process, thereby shortening hospital stays. Kinder care leads to a range of outcomes, including reduced pain, lowering blood pressure, and less anxiety for patients and caregivers. I know this personally to be true since I've had several ankle surgeries in the last few years. I always found that when my nurses and my doctors, which seldom were they doctors, but mostly the nurses, the RNs, the CNNs, and all those people, when they showed acts of kindness and listening, I was a lot happier patient. And I did have less pain. Kindness can decrease or help prevent disease. Kindness lowers our stress and anxiety levels and decreases pain because of the endorphins and feel-good hormones released at the time of the act. I personally know this to be true, going through multiple physical therapies lasting sometimes up to 18 months in a year, that when my physical therapist would show me kindness in my physical therapy, that I felt better and I didn't have as much pain and I wanted to do better for them. So I got better faster. Positive emotions from kindness boost your vagus nerve, which regulates blood sugar. This helps the body prevent diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. Who knew just such a little nerve that boosts kindness can regulate so much in your system? It's amazing. It's truly amazing. Altruism has been shown to stimulate the reward area of the brain. Studies suggest that we get high on being kind. I never knew that. You get high on being kind. That makes sense because you feel better about yourself. You feel good. You feel like you're high on the world. So yeah, that makes sense. No matter how inconsequential an act of kindness might be, it is good for you. Without kindness, life would be lonely, filled with anger and desolation, disease and stress. But when kindness is both given and received with no expectations, that's a biggie, people, no expectations, in return, our lives are calmer, happier, and we build meaningful connections with others. So go out today, show a random act of kindness, even if it's simple as waving to your neighbors, smiling to somebody on the street, giving your kids an extra hug or a kiss. And better, and the most important, is to show yourself an act of kindness today. Whether it's not doing the dishes, not making the bed, whether it's putting a great big smiley face on your mirror, writing I love you on the mirror, or standing in the mirror and saying to yourself, I love you. I matter because I love me. Thank you, gorgeous. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being with me today. Thank you for encouraging me and giving me quotes to help with this podcast topic today. Thank you for show topics. I just want to say thank you for so much, and I am very, very overwhelmed with kindness that has flowed from my listeners. So thank you for tuning in. Don't forget, the Divine Enlightenment airs on Sunday mornings. Remember, the power is in your hands to live with love and joy and kindness. Go create your own impact and change the world one mindful moment at a time, showing a small act of kindness to yourself and others. Have a blessed day.